I-9, getting ready to read. Statue, material, site, engineer, wharf, building, architect, publisher. 1. A figure carved in stone or other hard material is a statue. 2. Someone who draws plans for a building is an architect. 3. The place where a building is to be is a site. 4. A place where boats can dock is a wharf. 5. A person or company that prints and sells newspapers and magazines is a publisher.
I-9. The house that Julia built. In California, there is a very unusual ranch. It has a house with about 150 rooms, 31 bathrooms, and indoor and outdoor swimming pools. It sits on hundreds of acres of ground. Animals used to roam freely through the grounds. The ranch is San Simeon Castle. The person in charge of building it was an architect named Julia Morgan. A newspaper and magazine publisher, William Randolph Hearst, put up San Simeon. He spent time there riding and swimming. That may be one reason he called it a ranch. But in fact, this home was made from parts of many European castles. Towers, statues, even whole rooms were shipped from Europe to be used for building San Simeon. Julia Morgan had to do more than plan how San Simeon would look. She had to figure out how to get the heavy stone to the building site. But she was also an engineer. She knew how to solve such problems. The castle was to be on top of a hill above the sea. Morgan had a wharf built. Materials were brought to San Simeon by boat and unloaded at the wharf. Then they were hauled uphill. Julia Morgan planned many other buildings, but San Simeon Castle is her most famous and unusual work. I-9. The house that Julia built. In California, there is a very unusual ranch. It has a house with about 150 rooms, 31 bathrooms, and indoor and outdoor swimming pools. It sits on hundreds of acres of ground. Animals used to roam freely through the grounds. The ranch is San Simeon Castle. The person in charge of building it was an architect named Julia Morgan. A newspaper and magazine publisher, William Randolph Hearst, put up San Simeon. He spent time there riding and swimming. That may be one reason he called it a ranch. But in fact, this home was made from parts of many European castles. Towers, statues, even whole rooms were shipped from Europe to be used for building San Simeon. Julia Morgan had to do more than plan how San Simeon would look. She had to figure out how to get the heavy stone to the building site. But she was also an engineer. She knew how to solve such problems. The castle was to be on top of a hill above the sea. Morgan had a wharf built. Materials were brought to San Simeon by boat and unloaded at the wharf. Then they were hauled uphill. Julia Morgan planned many other buildings, but San Simeon Castle is her most famous and unusual work.